DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM. a band from Brazil, São Paulo, Brazil, Bugarins. A track by the name of Okma. Previously you heard Sei Lá, Quedo, San Lorenzo, Benzine. Forgive my very bad pronunciation of Portuguese. Featuring in the album Manual on Guia Livre, something about manual for living, daily living or something like that, if I was going to translate it, which I haven't got around to. So I hope you've enjoyed this little South American venture. We're going to bring things back all the way home, back to Vancouver. An interview with local guy Kyle Fury. Kyle is in a band called Los Furious, and we chatted with him earlier in the week.
Kyle Fury to Transatlantic Express Radio Show. Kyle, for those of you who don't know, is the main guy with a local band here in Vancouver called Los Furious.
Yeah. Once you get it, you'll figure it out.
So you played a gig at the Rickshaw a couple of weeks ago. With the Van Rays and Paul Paget, very well attended. And for those of us in Vancouver who Kyle may not know, but this also goes out on CJSF radio from SFU tonight, actually. Not this particular interview, but at 10 o'clock tonight for those of us who still have FM radios in their houses. So Kyle, tell us about, I know the band has been around for quite a while, and I got into listening to you guys probably about 3 or 4 years ago, but your history is quite long. Tell us about how you got started in Vancouver and why you went into the ska direction the way you did, and what kind of things kind of got you going that way.
I guess way back when, like my earliest, well, my first band I was in was basically a hardcore band, like a punk band, and it did really well in Vancouver. Had fun doing that. Broke up, as bands do. And then as time went on, I don't know, I think I just was dabbling in different genres and looking around, and kind of my mind was being open, just going from a 15-year-old to say a 20-year-old and all that. Like, started to see different types of music out there. I started to fall in love with bands like Fishbone. I was really into. I really like bands like Firehose. It was this real kind of kind of just different world to me that I found in music that wasn't necessarily all punk and hardcore that I'd kind of grown up with. So starting the band, we kind of just slowly evolved into ska, which has became this sort of hybrid to me of punk and just a little bit, maybe just harder chords to play, perhaps. I don't know, just a little bit more instrumentation to the songs, and then obviously adding horns and horn sections and keyboards and all that stuff. It just sort of expanded the horizons of music to me, and I just enjoyed that expansion, I guess.
Right. So they're naturally, ska bands are usually fairly large bands, right, with horn sections and often keyboards, sometimes two guitar players, percussions and drums. So you came from you came from a fairly kind of small combo unit to something big. Did you face a lot of challenges finding people to pull into all that, or was it easy?
Literally last week somebody asked me, you're such a big band, does everybody have to be there? And I could see that humor in that, but I just went, well, yeah, they do. Like, every person in that band has a little role to pay.
Right.
And, horn section, why have one horn when three sounds so much better? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, why have one guitar player when you can have another guy who can shred solos and would keep some stress off me? And bass player, drums, obviously, but keyboards just add this pad behind the whole thing, and then adding percussion and extra vocals to us, just, it all makes sense to us, right? So is it hard to find all those members? Absolutely. It's taken us a long time to sort of kind of tighten those those screws to the point where we have a band that everybody, A, number one, gets along, which is next to impossible, and even a three-piece band, you know, but we all just have enough interest and sort of talent to just continue on the path that we go on.
So as far as where you started go, how long was it before you get like put together a recording that you put out into the world?
The history of the band is a bit weird. So there was another variation on a theme, which was a bit more, I don't know, Beastie Boys-ish, hip-hop-y kind of thing. I don't know how to describe it. A little bit more, not quite ska. So the first recording came out for us as Los Furios came out in 2002. And that was an EP, a six-song EP. Right. And the reason that came about was that we, a guy from El Salvador who had just moved to Vancouver, joined our band, and we sort of kind of learned a crash course in how to play a bit more Latino-style ska and all that kind of thing. And we added horn players, and it all just kind of came together quite organically. And then we just went and recorded a little demo, really sitting in the house, kind of thing, nothing fancy, and put it out. And just kind of started what we do as a band with this band.
So let's talk about that Latin influence. Is that the same guy you have in the band now? Like we played at the record store, different. So you, for those other than the name, which might be a dead giveaway, there is quite a lot of. Explain to our listeners how there is a big movement. I've been down to Mexico. I know there's a lot of ska bands, a lot of British influence in the Mexican bands from like the early 80s and stuff like that. How does that, and why did you go that way with that band, other than having someone in the band who kind of, you know, pushed you that way?
I don't know. I think, again, it just became, like, there was no real thought pattern to it. We're going to do this. It just sort of organically happened, having a guy like Pedro who was coming to the band and just kind of, I don't know, expanded our horizons again. And we just got really interested in things like Latin rhythms. Ooh, you know, these kids from Maple Ridge, that's where we're all from. You know, how the hell did we get involved in that? But it's like, we just did. And it's, the rhythms were cool and fun and exciting. And
felt right.
Thinking about it. And for us, it just, you know, it wasn't really anything we set out to do. It just happened, like, completely organically. And having a guy like Pedro in our band, who was from El Salvador, teaching us rhythms, and he had his own unique style of songwriting and his own style of singing and all that. And it just kind of just mashed together, and we liked it. Mm-hmm. It was just fun. And in front of an audience, people just went crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's got naturally got that Latin thing where it's just everybody wants to get up and dance, right? Basically,
exactly, yeah,
and
yeah.
That's, yeah. I know, the Latin bands that I've seen around town, that's like an automatic thing, like first song, boom.
What's in there, you know, we've been fortunate enough to tour Mexico a bunch of times. We've toured all around that country, played big giant festivals, and met all the cool bands down there and all that. But it's like, it's just that I mean, ska is massive in Mexico right now. It's probably the biggest place in the world would be Mexico for ska music. So it's just one of those things down there. People just love that rhythm. They love that rhythm, and they add their own Mexican flavor to it, obviously. But just that upstroke rhythm that came from the, you know, I mean, where it came from, but they more, like, you're right, more primarily influenced by the London scene for sure.
Right, it's almost circular travel. It's gone from the Jamaican and the Caribbean to the British, and then back. Back to the Mexican and
they're also big on the SoCal ska punk movement.
Right, right. You know, and that's a different thing for me, because I grew up with bands like the Specials. When I was still living in England, the Specials, all that ska movement, the two-tone movement came up. But there was, I mean, it was post-punk. It was after the Sex Pistols. But the connection to it, it wasn't really there until I started seeing bands from, as you say, South California were kind of throwing this punk ethos into ska music. And I kind of went, it kind of works. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But it was something different.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm a huge fan of bands like the Specials and Madness and the Two Tone Movement from London, but the SoCal movement was really influential on me as well.
Right.
You know, that way back when, you know, the Goldfingers and the Less Than Jakes and all those cool bands, Catch 22, those really Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, all that. All, I mean, they're from Boston, but, you know, the same sort of era of this sort of mashup of punk and hardcore and ska, reggae and all that stuff. Sublime, obviously, was a big influence on me. me too. So all that kind of music to me really spoke to me, and I think it had that punk energy, but like I say, it just had that little bit more of instrumentation to it that I was more interested in than just like a three piece.
Well, you have a new album out recently, and it came out just before Christmas, I believe, or something like that. But it's out on vinyl now.
Yeah.
Picked up a copy at your gig at the Rickshaw. Thanks for signing it. And I tried to track down as many bammers as possible, but it didn't work exactly.
Now you can feel my pain when you try and book a rehearsal.
Yeah. Oh, I know I've been in a band with eight members that I've tried to wrangle cats. But let's take a track from the album. Why don't you pick a track from the album and we'll have a listen to it. Pick one.
Why don't you just do the title track, Old Ghosts?
Old Ghosts. And what's the theory? What's the philosophy behind any of this song? Is just old ghosts of?
No, this song is about addiction,
right?
The struggles of people who have addictions, and the idea that they're haunting you.
Right.
To haunt you from the past. The chorus line is, "When they come knocking, you don't have to answer anymore." And that's kind of I'm trying to be a positive message about addiction and about recognizing the struggles of addiction as well.
All right. Well, this is a local band from Vancouver, Los Fieros, and a track called "Old Ghosts" right here on Transatlantic